News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, for something, I suppose, completely different. Residential roads across Britain are increasingly being closed to traffic for a few hours to create play zones for local children. It's the result of the playing out movement in the UK. 30,000 children have participated. Alex Ferguson, co-founder and director of Playing Out, joins us now. Alex, it sounds like a great idea. Tell us exactly how does it work.
Hi there.
Good morning.
This is very much something organised by residents on their own streets, and it tends to be parents who feel strongly that they want their children to have the experience of playing out, making friends on the street and getting a run around. So they apply to their local council for permission to close the street to cars just for a couple of hours at a time, maybe once a week or once a month. And it just creates a safe space where children can come out of their houses and play freely, and neighbours can come together and have a chat and get to know each other. So it's kind of like a street party, but very, very much simplified, with nothing organised.
Okay.
A chance for children to play freely.
Okay, it's a really, really good idea. I'm guessing, though, like, people are just funny about their cars. If you take them away from access to their cars for even an hour, they find themselves really at a loss. Was there much grumbling? Has there been much given out from the odd neighbour here and there?
Yeah, so actually I should have explained. So we don't, with our model, when we close the street, we don't stop people having car access to the street. So it's just the through traffic which is stopped.
Ah, okay.
And anyone that lives on the street can still get in their car and drive off. They're not kind of trapped.
Okay, but presumably they're more aware about the kids playing than somebody who's just randomly driving through.
And you would have two adults at each end of the street wearing high-vis who can walk in front of any cars that want to come in and out. So it's kind of a way of making it safe, but also not inconveniencing people.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It does. It does make sense. It's been successful?
Really successful. So it started on my own street in Bristol in 2009, and there are now over 1,000 streets that we know of across the UK that have done it, and it's growing as a movement. So, like, long term, our aim is that the kind of culture of children being able to play out where they live is restored again, that becomes normal. Sorry, I got terrible. Sorry. That becomes normal again. So the Play Streets model is kind of a short-term fix, really. And really, we want to bring back the idea that children can just play out where they live. But that will mean a change of, you know, the environment. Streets need to be safer, and a lot of other things need to change to make that possible.
Okay, it sounds like a great initiative. Alice Ferguson, co-founder and director of Playing Out, thanks indeed for talking to us. Lovely the idea, kids being on the street. They do it on our road. We live in a cul-de-sac, kids out in the street playing. It's great to see.